From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Nicolas Maduro has won a second term, a year, 6-year term, as Venezuela's president in Sunday's election, while his main rivals disputing the legitimacy of the vote and they're calling for a new election. U.S. and other world governments rejected the election even before ballots were cast, with some rivals of Maduro barred from running. U.S. trade war with China is on hold after Washington and Beijing agreed to drop their tariff threat. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin appeared on the program Fox News Sunday.
We have agreed to put the tariffs on hold while we try to execute the framework. The president has been very clear since the first meeting with President Xi in Mar-a-Lago that we are going to reduce the trade deficit.
U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross will soon go to Beijing to negotiate how China might buy more American goods to reduce the U.S. trade deficit with Beijing. Grant Newsham, a senior research fellow at the Japan Forum for Strategic Studies, tells VOA Beijing will come out on top.
I think the Chinese are going to do very well. Already they have, apparently, that the stringing the Americans along, making some initial concessions, which may benefit a few American companies, a few industries, but once again do not go to the fundamental problems with the Chinese economy, where it's a rigged casino.
Last year's U.S. trade deficit with China, $375 billion. Health workers in the Democratic Republic of Congo began a vaccination campaign today to contain an outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus. At least 25 people have died so far since the disease was first detected in April, World Health Organization declaring it a very high public health risk. This is VOA News.